Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Katie Poitras, one of the owners of Cattails Cat Cafe in downtown Chapel Hill. If you haven't heard of a cat cafe, it's exactly what it sounds like. A laid-back, relaxing cafe with live-in cats you can mingle with while you hang out. All of the cats at Cattails Cat Cafe are also available for adoption. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor to be here.
So, how did you end up owning a cat cafe?
I moved to Chapel Hill about 5.5 years ago. I moved here from Charleston, South Carolina, and about the time I was getting ready to move away from Charleston, it had been announced that there was a cat cafe coming to Charleston, and I had never heard of one before, but I was very intrigued. And so I just started learning and learning and learning and researching and visiting all the cat cafes I could get to. And the whole time thinking in the back of my mind that Chapel Hill, being a university town and a progressive city with people who love animals, would be a perfect fit for a cat cafe.
Do you feel like one of the things that you're doing, you know, in addition to getting cats adopted, do you feel like you're bringing people joy when they come to Cattails?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that is definitely one of the most rewarding things about this job is people come in, they park their car, they rush in, and then they leave an hour later and they say, oh my gosh, I needed that. Or, oh, that was the most relaxing hour of my life. Or we have little kids that say, that was the best thing I've ever done. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and you mentioned like we're in a university town too. So I'm sure people from campus come. They have their childhood cats at home and they can't have them on campus in the dorm, obviously. So that's probably a good way for them to feel all warm and fuzzy. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to follow their passion and open their own business?
You know, I think something I've learned, especially over the past year, is, and it sounds a little corny, but you have to be passionate about it. You know, we entered year two of our business in the middle of a pandemic, and to be passionate about something makes getting up and going to work, even in the hardest of times, you can do it, and it'll get you through anything. So as cheesy as it sounds, that's square one, is it has to be something you believe in and that you will fight tooth and nail, no pun intended, for. Work. If you're going to do something all day, you got to love it.
Well, thanks for joining me this week on Woman Crush Wednesday, Katie.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
To learn more about Cattails or to make a reservation for a visit, head online to cattailscatcafe.com.
Thanks.
Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.